Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
An ongoing issue I've had since the weekend, Bob, is mice. They are plaguing my home and I'm too afraid to live in it most of the time.
And increasingly a risk for the rest of the Riverland, especially if you've got grain lying about. You don't. You've got a bunch. Do you still have almonds on your tree?
No. See, this is the thing. I think the almonds brought them in because we'd stashed them in the pantry, which is where they were living. So, yeah, I'm thinking maybe that was the problem. If I can solve it for myself, I feel like I can solve it for the greater Riverland grain farmers. So, you know, why not?
Sure.
Give it a crack.
Yeah.
I have had an idea. Now, we did put out a post on Facebook at Magic931. A lot of options like get a cat, you know, use certain different traps, use essential oils that'll scare them away. None of them quite fit the bill. Yesterday, though, I was on Facebook and I saw it was like an article or someone had posted a question somewhere asking whether face masks were recyclable, like the medical ones that we've just been finished using for the last nearly 12 months.
Right. Wouldn't have thought so.
The answer is a solid absolute no.
No. You are meant to rip the elastic strands off so animals don't get caught in them.
Yeah.
As one thing I know.
But certainly important to do your research. Also, if you've had COVID and you've used one of those masks, there's a correct way to dispose of them as well so that you're not, you know, tarnishing other people's health. But then I thought, what about the other masks that just haven't been put to use, are just kind of mass produced but are floating around in the world? And that's when I thought of an idea. How to get the mice out of my house. We find them a new swanky home, including mouse hammocks. A mouse hammock.
You've turned the face mask into a hammock, hanging it between what's actually two bottles of hand sanitizer in the studio.
Which hopefully one day we won't need that as much as we do now. And we can use the hand sanny as the pegs for the hammock.
That's very clever.
I think we just make a little resort where the mice can go and be happy and they won't need to be in my house or on the grain farms.
Just give them a better option.
I think so.
Where would you build the resort?
Far, far away from my house. Maybe out in the floodplain somewhere.
I don't want to keep leaning on this. But my mind does come back to the Westpac building in Renmark. Because they need to do something with it. Council doesn't want it. Maybe just leave it for the mice. Delegate it to them.
Build a resort in the Westpac building.
That's a fantastic idea, Brooke. Much better than what I had, which I was just going to sort of cover myself in cheese and lay out the front of your home very seductively. Just try and seduce them out.
Maybe that's how we get them into the Westpac building.
Happy to team up on this.
We'll run it through council, see where we go.